Fantastic. Now, if you've been around over the last couple of weeks or if you've watched online, then you'll know that our theme in our summer services is Be Filled Up This Summer. And we've been looking at Paul's final words in his first letter to the church in Thessalonica to help us think about how we can be filled up. Because Paul's words to that church are still relevant to us today, aren't they? So far, we've thought about being watchful over one another and over our own actions. And last week, we thought about being joyful and why we can be joyful. But why do we need to be filled up? Well, we can't run on empty, can we? Let's take a look at the slide. Hopefully. It's showing, when it appears, an empty tank. You know when you're driving along and the fuel light comes on and you think, oh, I need to go and fill up. Or maybe if you've got an electric car, your battery starts to, it's less full and it goes down and down and you think, I need to find somewhere where I can charge up. Or maybe your phone, the battery goes down and you think, I need to charge up. And just like our cars and our phones can't run on empty, neither can we. We need to be filled up. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with his power so that we can live in the way God wants us to. So today, we're going to be thinking about being prayerful, being filled up with prayer. So we're going to take a look at the part of the verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that we're going to focus on this morning. It's part of verse 17 and it's very, very short, just two words. Here it is. It is pray continually. Wow, that's quite a challenge, isn't it? We're going to take a look at what some of the other translations of the Bible say. There's lots and lots of different translations that hopefully will come up on the screen. Otherwise, I shall read them to you. So, there's pray continually. In another version, it says pray at all times. Another one says pray without ceasing. Another one, always keep on praying. Pray all the time. Never stop praying. Okay, so I think we get the idea. Paul is urging us to pray continually, all the time, to never stop praying. Okay, we're going to take a pause for a moment now, and we're going to try doing something to continually, not stopping. So I'm going to need some volunteers. So if you fancy coming up front and taking on a challenge, then just come on up. Fantastic. I definitely need three people, but I can take more than three. So, have I got any? I thought I had one. Yes. One, two. Fantastic. Three. Fantastic. If anyone else wants to come up, they can. And Jonathan and Anthony are going to help me with this because we need to make sure that these people are actually continually doing something. So, the first person, your challenge today, yeah? You're going to have to stand on one leg, okay? Not put that foot down. You've got to stand on one leg. So don't start yet. Okay, second person, you're going to need some... Hello? You're going to need some equipment. So I've got a table tennis bat here and a ball. So your challenge is you need to, that's it, you've got it, fantastic, that's your challenge. You need to keep bouncing that ball continually. Now, I think you've drawn the short straw here. Press-ups, you know how to do a press-up? Do you want to swap? No, you want to do the press-ups? Fantastic, okay. So if you want to get in the press-up position, continual press-ups, no pausing. Okay, so let's go. Let's just spread out a little bit, actually. Do you want to spread along here? Fantastic. Just come along here for me. Fantastic. Okay, so we all know what our challenge is. You're going to stand on one leg. Yep. You're going to do your ball continually, and you're going to do push-ups or press-ups. Ready? Let's go. Go. Wow, they're doing well, I have to say. Bit of a pause. Oh, this one's still going. This push-up all the way down. That's it. Nose to the ground. Oh, so we're still going on the push-ups. Go on, can you do any more? No. Oh, well done. Let's give them all a round of applause. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well done, everyone. It's hard, isn't it, to do something continually? So, but our verse says that we need to never stop praying. So how are we supposed to do that? Well, it doesn't mean non-stop talking to God. It's more about having an attitude of prayer and involving prayer in all of our lives, the whole of our lives, integrating it into our thoughts, our actions, and our interactions. And we're going to think about each of those things in a bit more detail during our service. But first of all, we're going to sing together again. We might grow weary and faint, especially if we try and do continual push-ups. But God never grows weary or faint. He is our hope and our strong deliverer.
So, how exactly can we involve prayer in all our lives? Well, today we're going to split this up into three bits: our thoughts, our actions, and our interactions. First, we'll start off with thoughts. Please join me in doing the BSL sign for thoughts. Wonderful. Thank you very much. So last week, we were talking about how we can be filled with joy, and we were asked to talk about things that made us happy. We get happy faces around the room. Yes, wonderful. Well, when we have happy thoughts, we can thank God in prayer for giving us happiness, sending us people or things our way that can make our lives better. When people in particular might come into our thoughts, we should pray for them, whether that's a prayer to help them or maybe to forgive them if you're not on great terms. We should pray just as much as when we're worried about things as when we're content. Sometimes we might see something on the news or have something in our personal lives that make us anxious. Can we get some anxious faces in the crowd today? But we should always bring these things to God. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, we are told, "Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart." We all have things that give us concern. Make some concerned faces, some angry faces in the congregation today. Whether that's starting back at school again, maybe a new school entirely, starting a new job, or moving house, there's a bunch of stuff that can weigh us down. We can bring all that to God. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. We could also have unhelpful thoughts that distract us from God's goodness and can make us selfish. In that case, we can pray and ask God to help us change the way we're thinking. We read in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 5, that we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So we can pray to ensure that we stay focused on God. You may have something that comes to mind thinking about this. Be sure to pray about it shortly if that's the case. So let's be prayerful together, thinking in particular about our thoughts. Heavenly Father, thank you for our wonderful minds and how we can use them to focus on you. We thank you for all the positive thoughts that make us feel happy, safe, confident, and ready to serve. But we also ask for your help when we get thoughts about worry, upset, or selfishness, and pray that you would enable us to bring these to you in prayer and rely on you and take comfort in you. I'll now just give us all a moment to each pray in our heads about things that might make us feel worried, upset, or guilty. God knows these things already, but bringing them to him ourselves is the best first step to making things better. So take a moment now, and I'll close us in prayer afterwards. Yes, Lord, we lift these things to you now. We thank you that no matter the circumstances, we can always pray to you, both in our thoughts and about our thoughts. We pray this all in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
So we're thinking about praying continually, and we're doing thoughts, actions, and interactions. So we've done thoughts. Can you remember the BSL sign for thoughts? Yeah, good stuff. So now we're coming on to actions, and actions is this. Okay, well done, everybody. Good stuff. Right, so when we think about actions and prayer, there's this really handy verse for us in the Bible, and it comes from the book of Galatians, and it's in chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and here we are, as it reads, "But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control." So we've had a bit of physical activity up here. Now I'm going to ask you to put your thinking caps on. And my wonderful assistants, who have already been up here, Debbie and Jonathan, are going to move amongst you, and they have got a microphone, and they are going to ask you for answers, and I'm going to ask you some questions here. So I'd like you to have a think about the question when I ask it, and when you've got an answer, just raise your hand and they will appear for you. The first thing we're going to think about is love. Now, this is an easy one to start with, just to ease you in. The question is, what did Jesus do to show that he loves us? Oh, that's straight there, straight up. Have we got any volume? I think I heard it. He died on the cross to forgive our sins. Fantastic. Top answer straight away. Yes. Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins and rose to life again, conquering death. Fantastic. Well done. We got the really easy one done. But that's good. We're going to move on to something a little bit trickier, but not too hard. Now, we thought about joy last week, and Jonathan mentioned joy as well. So I'd like you to have a think about what type of actions you can make to bring joy to other people. So if you can think of an action, please put your hand up.
Come on, my side of the room.
Come on, we thought about it last week.
Here we go. Cook them a meal.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yes.
Always good. That brings lots of joy. Any other actions that we could do? Got another one. Sorry, here we go. Say hi.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Say hi.
Got one over here.
Give them encouragement.
Great. And one over there.
Play with them if they don't have a friend.
Oh, that is lovely.
Very good.
And one last one.
I like giving hugs.
You like giving hugs?
Oh, excellent.
Well done, Gareth. Giving a big hug is an excellent way to bring joy. Why not? Okay. Thank you, everyone, so far. We're going to move on to the next one. It's a little trickier. Peace. Okay, so again, have a think and then put your hand up, please. What can we do to bring peace to other people?
Yep, got one here.
Oh, I was expecting that. I think family arguments, always say sorry whether you're wrong or you're right. It doesn't matter.
Fantastic, great.
Mine was answered, but I'll change it a bit. At work, at times when times are difficult, be seen to be a peacemaker within teams.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Look after their children for a couple of hours.
Excellent.
Very good. Excellent. Well, I can definitely echo the one about bringing peace between children. We often find ourselves being peacemakers in that respect. Okay, next one up, if you can remember the list, the next one up is patience. So, how can we show patience to other people? Have a think, and then put your hand up when you've got an answer for us, please.
Listening to them without interrupting.
Very good.
Great.
Okay, I was going to say slow to speak, slow to listen, and slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to anger.
Fantastic.
Waiting patiently in the queue for your turn.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for those answers. Yes, something like, you know, often we're really in a rush to get things done, but, you know, when we take time out, for other people, that really means a lot. So, good answers. Okay, we're doing really well. The next one, I'm going to group two together, otherwise we'll be here all morning. So, we're doing kindness and goodness together. So, have a think again. How can we show kindness and goodness to other people? And once you've got something, put your hand up.
We're about time.
Have we got... looking out.
Here we go, one here.
Oh, yeah, good.
I was going to say sacrificing our time.
Fantastic.
Great.
Helping somebody.
Yes.
Helping an old lady get something from the shelf that she can't reach.
Oh, very good.
Do you know, I often have to ask people to get things from shelves. But I'm not an old lady, but yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Some excellent answers there. I think, you know, when we give up something that we've got and we let someone else have it, whether that's time or a possession, it shows that we are being generous, kind, and demonstrating that goodness. Brilliant. Okay, really well. We've got three left to go. Let's see how we can get on. Okay, so the next one up is faithfulness. Okay, faithfulness, maybe the trickiest one to come up with so far. Please have a think. Put your hand up when you've got an answer. Okay, how do we show faithfulness?
Ready.
Keeping our promises.
Keeping our promises. Fantastic.
Sticking with people when they let you down.
Very good.
Brilliant.
Very good. Two excellent answers.
One more.
Oh, we've got an next one.
By letting our yes be yes and staying true to our word.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Yes, doing as we will say we will do is one method of showing faithfulness. That's fantastic. Thank you. Okay, we are nearly there. The next one is humility, okay, or being humble. So have a think about that one, another tricky one. But when you're ready, stick your hand in the air. Oh, we've got one straight away. Brilliant.
Turning the other cheek.
Turning the other cheek.
Okay,
very good. Oh, another one down here.
Not always having the last word.
Oh, yes.
I can struggle with that sometimes.
Yes, yes. Not just you, Jonathan.
That's true, that's true.
Good. Okay, yes. I think good answers. I think something is about being humble is also just not boasting about something, just doing something and just letting it happen, but also giving glory to God when something happens and not taking credit for it ourselves. Fantastic. Okay, we are down to the last one. You've done so well. You've been very controlled. But the last one is self-control. So how do we think we can demonstrate self-control? Put your hands up when you've got an answer. Oh, yes, we've got straight away.
Controlling our anger when things don't go our way.
Yes, very good.
Not buying another pair of shoes that you don't need.
Oh, yes.
No. Oh, okay, you had the same.
Very good.
Any more? Yes.
Stop buying things on eBay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let somebody have something if they really want it, even if you really like it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I think one thing with self-control. Oh, we've got one last answer. One last answer.
Who's
going to
get the first?
Oh, youth beats agility.
Buying a chocolate bar just because you're at the shop.
Not buying the chocolate bar.
Not buying a chocolate bar. Or in my case, not diving straight into the meat before everybody else at dinner, letting other people go first. Self-control. Wow, you've done so well with all of those questions. You have brilliant answers, fantastic. And but how do we do all these excellent, excellent things? Well, we need to be prayerful. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill us and to guide us through each day so that we can act like Jesus, because we can't do these things on our own all the time. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask for the Holy Spirit right now. We're going to close our eyes and we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, you are the maker of the universe. You are the inventor of love, and you sacrifice Jesus so that we can be right with you. We ask you now that you will send your Holy Spirit here to us this morning, that you will come and fill our hearts with your presence, and that we will act like you, that we will show your love to everyone that we meet. Amen.
So we have looked at our thoughts. Everyone do that action together. Thoughts. I can't do the next one because I'm holding the microphone, but I'm sure you can all do it. Actions. And also I'm going to struggle with this one. So Alison is going to show us. This is interactions. So it's like
people meeting, and then you have together.
Or relationship. Fantastic, sorry. People meeting together. That's what an interaction is. It's about when we meet or we spend time with someone else. It might be someone you know, or it could be someone you don't know. Might be someone you just bump into in the bank or in the shops.
it's not necessarily always face-to-face either. Sometimes it could be on the telephone or in written, like writing an email or a text. You're still interacting with someone. Now, what I'd like you to do is, in little groups where you are, think about the people that you are going to interact with this week. And just have a little think about how you could involve God in those interactions. We're thinking, aren't we, about being prayerful. So maybe think about something you could do before you meet with them. Maybe pray. Or what else could you do that would bring God into that interaction? So just with, if you want to do this on your own, that's fine as well, but maybe with the people just around you, have a little think. Who are you going to interact with this week? And how can you bring God into that interaction? So over to you. Don't worry, you can keep talking, but just so you know, whilst you're having this discussion, Jonathan and Anthony are just going to be giving out some bits of paper and pens, which you're going to need in a minute. So carry on talking, about one more minute. Think about all those people you're going to be interacting with. Okay, fantastic. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of interacting this week. And you can also do some interacting over tea and coffee after the service as well. I don't know whether you found when you were chatting in your groups or in your pairs, there's actually quite a lot of overlap, I think, with interacting and acting, isn't there? They're sort of quite linked. So all the stuff that we thought about when Anthony was getting us to think about how to show joy and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all those things sort of also is part of how we interact with people as well. But we can also pray, can't we, before we go to meet someone, or as we go down to the shop, maybe we just pray, Lord, if I do bump into anyone, help me to be kind to them, help me to help them, help me to show goodness to them. Or maybe if you know you're going round to someone's house and you're going to be interacting with people there, you can pray, Lord, help me to be like you in that place today. Help me to show your characteristics and your love and your joy. So the challenge is that we need to be prayerful about our interactions that we're going to have this week. So we're just going to pray together. Don't worry about these guys giving out the stuff. God can still hear our prayers. So let's just close our eyes and pray together. Father God, we thank you for all the people that are in our lives. And we recognize that you know and love each and every one of them, just like you know and love each of us here this morning. And we pray for all the interactions that we will have with other people this week, whether those are face-to-face, on the phone, or written. Please help us to remember to pray before we interact, and also about how we interact, for our actions and our words to reflect your character, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, last little thing for you to do this morning before we close our service. You should be either receiving or already received a piece of paper and a pen. Just show patience to these guys who have almost got round everyone. But what I'd like you to do is think about three things. Think about a thought that perhaps you need help with, whether that's something that you're worried about, whether it's something in the news that you read these stories and you think, oh God, how is this going to work out? Might be something closer to home. It might be something you're really joyful about, but something that to remind you this week to be prayerful about that thought. And then to think about an action, something that you can do this week, something that you can be prayerful about, be intentionally prayerful about doing something this week. And then also the name of someone that you're going to interact with this week and how you want God to help you to be prayerful in that interaction. So those three things, a thought, an action, and a person to represent the interaction. And then you can take this piece of paper home and pop it up maybe on your mirror, on your fridge, somewhere where you're going to see it, maybe in your bag, in your pocket, to remind you to be prayerful, to pray continually. That's what we've been thinking about, isn't it? To never stop praying, to pray without ceasing. So just going to give you a couple of minutes to do that, and then we'll wrap up. Okay, if you haven't quite finished, there's grace, just finish it during the last song. But let's just remember that whilst we're being prayerful, the prayers that we pray are in the powerful name of Jesus. Nothing can stand against his name.